Yeah.
Babes, you move forward so
Sorry.
That people can see you. Sheesh. Are you adjusting yourself?
I if you have to. Hi, internet.
Confused you.
Are you making me blush again? Shut up. Hi, internet. This is another edition of Storytime, still featuring George Kagwe. And today, we're going to talk about our wedding. I remember
actually,
before
the wedding. So, and then I came and I just was like, no problem. I asked her out, took her out to Naivasha for breakfast. I hadn't slept. Because in Kigali, the guys who hosted me took us out.
Hey, it used to be a smooth day. It was a smooth one. Because I remember those days you didn't even have a car. But you,
used to hire
you
a car.
Hired a car. And then
because I got
down,
the money.
Then drove down to...
used to have dollars per DMs, Nini.
Drop down to
George
Kagwe.
Papas.
What, you think you were lost? Imagine if you had saved that money.
I'm just saying, Papas has brought me into some paths here. My trails, huku, my rabbit trails.
So,
darkness too.
Yeah.
Mm.
Crazy. Those are fun times though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how we met. So we officially became an item 31st of... I think it was 31st January 2011.
Yeah, we're going into February, that one I remember.
Yeah. And that was...
It's been quite a journey.
Yeah. Then we got married April 19th.
Remember I did a blog I was about to say vlog. Blog post about it.
Years
ago. I'll post a link.
To the blog post. Even before the wedding, it's just even how... How everything, so in the previous videos we've said how I was high flying, high rolling, and then I've told this story before. In 2011 my dad was diagnosed in September with gallbladder cancer. It was very sudden, very quick. It was already in its, I think it was stage four or five, I can't remember. And we lost my dad in December, so 3 months gone. My dad had never been in hospitalized, admitted, hakuna kitu kama hiyo. Like, Buddha alikuwa ule mse, strong all through the way. So, and I've talked about just the event that really made me think about my life. Do I really love what I do? Do I love what the work I'm doing? And I really didn't. I used to fly all over these places, but I wished I was flying doing entertainment. Like, not going to train people on... information system.
These were the days you used to talk about making it to Hollywood. I remember.
Exactly. Yeah, those were the dreams we had. And then Lupita Nyong'o went to Hollywood and I was like, do I really want to be in Hollywood or do I want to make my own Hollywood? And the internet happened. Anyway, so 2011, I left Jobo to take care of my dad. Best decision I've ever made. One of the best decisions I've ever made. Because I really bonded with my dad. I really wished I was able to take my dad to places like Java for Java coffee or sit down and have tea somewhere in Tao. Those are things that I never got to do with my dad. And then after he passed away, went into a slight depression. And then in 2012 now, when I talk about my depression and I say like a strand of string that really I clung onto for dear life, it was basically because of Karemi. So what happened is we used to roll in a hand-me-down Peugeot 504 gray in color, KAC-E, and it used to rain even inside that car, like ilikuwa inanyesha ukinyesha Karemi alikuwa anakaa alikuwa anakaa hivi na miguu side yake ilikuwa inanyesha. And if we go
and if we go
to somewhere that is dusty dusty na ingia kwa gari tunakula dust. So around that time 2012 she bought a moti. She got a car. And now she was still learning how to drive. And so what I did is I decided, you know what, Chile, me, I'll become your driving instructor. Whatever, she went. She went to give a driving test, got the DL. And I used to pick her every morning, take her to Jobo, pick her from Jobo, bring her back. Like, that's how we dated. Like, we got, we really, really dated. Fights in traffic, everything. And so I used to wake up at 4 and then get home like at 9, 10 p.m. every single day. That's what really helped me get out of the house, do stuff. I was going for a few auditions, I don't get parts and stuff like that. Then, one day I just realized, I'm like, see, now this Chile bana is my ride or die. My birthday 2012, she bought me a starter for the car. It was, I think, like 13k. Starter! Oh, she inunuliwa starter na demu wewe. Ya gari. She bought me a starter. She got me a starter for the car. I fixed the car because we used to park it on a hill.
I should have just bought you socks. And a tie.
Why? For interviews.
It's a generic gift to give dudes.
We used to, and if there's no hill, we used to make a hill with stones so that when I'm rolling down, I just jump start it. Hey, you're my Isha, man. I miss it though. So, kinda. So, no, I mean, the foundations.
I get it.
So, I was like, man, this Chile, around August, I was like, man, this Chile is my ride or die, nini, nini. And I remember she had mentioned once before, hey, me, bana, if you're serious about marrying me, you have to ask her for my hand in marriage from my folks. Yep. And I was like, hey, sir, no problem. So me, I was like, hey, me, I want to marry this chick. I know right now if I'm nothing. And that's the thing about being rock bottom, eh? Like, no one can make you feel any lower than that. Hakuna, ne? Kuna mutu aneza zafuse mati. Ujamani kirongozi. Because you know you're a kirongozi. Like, you know. So.
You already know.
So, I remember I told her, then she told the folks did dinner, nini, nini, me, I came alone. Because what happened is my dad passed away, then he's like three bros. two bros passed away.
Yeah.
So I didn't have someone, I didn't really see someone who I could be able, I know there was my mom's side, but I was like, I needed my dad's side. I needed, you know, dad's side. So I was like, hey, I went, I told the Zach bana, me are representing my dad and my dad's bros. They're the guys who would have come with. So yo, this is the deal. Me, I want a hand in marriage from your daughter. They were nice, they were cool. But they asked tough questions like, hey, how will you provide?
Exactly.
Like, they asked me, how will you provide me? I was like, me ni mungu tu anajua, by the way. If I've made it this far, it's only God who knows. I've had plenty, now I don't have anything. So me, I know things will happen. And no one starts from lavi. Hakuna mtu anaanza kutoka runda. So,
well, there are some.
Yeah, old well, money. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, some special cases, some 1%ers. So, So I was like, you know what? She won't cause her a place to sleep, you know, and something to eat. So they gave us the blessing. I mean, she go pande kidogo because this is their daughter, yeah, firstborn daughter. This is their, I can imagine Taji, some kirongozi coming and telling me,
God will provide.
God will provide. I was like, hey, bruh.
You can box up.
So, but because of my experience, and I fully am like, no problem. So then we got the permission. I remember I didn't have an engagement ring, So what happened is a month after that, I got a Jobo because some pals hooked me up to a Jobo.
Yeah.
And life was good, man. I did some campaign jobs because it was 2013, 2012. So I did some voiceover campaign jobs. Kapata mula, nikaba engagement ring. Ingine fake, muindi mingine mazeli nikon.
Remember, it was Nakumat lifestyle.
Yeah.
Big mistake.
So, I got the engagement ring, engaged her, and then now we started planning the wedding. Watch out. In the next video.
So.